Hi, this is our last episode before our winter break here. For those of you who celebrate Christmas, Sing Dan Fai Lop. That means Merry Christmas in Cantonese. We'll be back in early January. Hope you enjoy the episode.
Peace out and peace within.
Welcome to Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. My name is Chanel Sang, and today's story is called Show Your Glow, and it's dedicated to Peace Out listeners Caden, who is 6, and Ethan, who is 3. Thank you for listening, Caden and Ethan. I hope you like the story. Another special Peace Out listener is Josiah, who lives in Australia. Josiah listens to Peace Out every night before bed, and his mom Colleen tells us that he has learned a lot about understanding emotions, calming strategies, introverts and extroverts, and much more. And here he is with his safe space.
Hi, my name is Josiah, and my happy place is with my family, and I love them so much. And my calm space is in my hidey hole.
Thank you, Josiah. You are a very, very important part of your family, and it sounds like you have a great one. If you want to share where you feel safest, calmest, or happiest, email your recording to peaceout@bedtime.fm, and you might hear yourself on a future Peace Out episode. For today's story, we're not going into space, because we can see the Northern Lights right here on Earth. Have you ever heard of the Northern Lights? The colorful lights that appear in the night sky. You may have seen them in the sky, or in a movie or in pictures. They're also called the Aurora Borealis. Here in Canada, the best place to see them is up north in the Yukon Territories. Let's get comfortable now. Start by sitting up tall. Close your eyes. Put your hands on your knees or in your lap. Take a deep breath in now and let it out. Breathe in and breathe out. Keep doing your deep breathing while we do the calm down countdown together. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Last time, we talked about how it's important to try new things. And if we make a mistake, it's okay. Just pause, think about what happened, and what we can do next time to make it better, and try again. Did you try anything new since our last episode? Did you have a chance to correct your mistake? I made a mistake in our last story, actually. At the end, I said that if you wanted to support our podcast, to go to bedtime.fm/donate, which is not right. It should be bedtime.fm/support. When I realized my mistake, I decided to make it right this time by telling you the correct website. So if you didn't get a chance to try something new, try it this week. Or if you realize that you've made a mistake during the day, take a second to pause, think about it, and try again. We know that the Aurora Borealis is beautiful, but why do the Northern Lights appear? What causes them? Scientists know that these green, blue, pink, yellow streaks of light are caused by tiny particles called electrons being blown by solar winds, winds that are from the sun. When these electrons come into the Earth's atmosphere, they glow when they are mixed with gases in our atmosphere. But there have been other explanations too. From the beginning of time, humans have been telling stories to help make meaning of what is happening around them. We're going to talk about three of these stories now. The first story is from the Vikings. The Valkyrie were immortal female warriors who would bring other warriors who were defeated in battle to their final resting place called Valhalla. The Vikings believed that the lights in the sky were the reflections of the Valkyrie's shields and armor. Let's stand up together. We're going to pretend to be a Valkyrie. Stand with your feet hip-width apart so that your feet are right under your hips. Bring one arm up and across your chest as if you are holding a shield. Take a deep breath in here, and as you breathe out, put your shield down. Now, bring your other arm up, like you're holding another shield, and breathe in. And now breathe out as you bring the shield down. Keep going. Breathe in and bring your other shield up. Breathe out as you bring it down. Breathe in and bring the other shield up. And breathe out as you bring it down. Keep doing this at your own breath's pace now. Okay, put your shields down now, Valkyrie, and sit down. Another legend about the Aurora Borealis is from China. Early Chinese legend said that the Northern Lights were actually the fire from good and evil dragons who are battling in the sky. We don't breathe fire, but we can pretend. We're going to breathe in, and as we breathe out, we'll bend forward and reach as far as we can. Ready? Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, reach forward, breathing out that fiery dragon's breath. Go as far as is comfortable, and now sit up as you breathe in. Now breathe out that fire again as you reach forward. Breathe in and sit up. Now breathe out and reach forward. Breathe in and sit up again. Keep going on your own. Okay, let's come to a stop. Well done, dragons. Let's lie down now. The last legend we'll talk about is a North American indigenous one. There are many indigenous legends about the Northern Lights, but the one that we're going to focus on is the one where the lights were the souls of animals, which included whales, deer, and salmon. Imagine that you're not lying on the ground right now. No, you're actually in the dark, cool depths of the ocean. Wiggle your toes and feel the cold water rush between them. Feel your legs and arms getting lighter as you float along. You can even gently rock your body as though the waves are moving you. It's quiet here, and as you look down, you see that you're not human anymore. No, you're a whale. Your great size is powerful, and yet you are still able to float gracefully through the water. Whales are intelligent and can communicate with other whales, find other whales, and even food by making noises that sound like clicks, whistles, and even calling out. We're going to make a noise right now. We're going to hum together. Take a deep breath in now, and then hum. Try to hold the hum as long as you can until you've reached the bottom of your breath. Okay, let's try again. Take a long breath in, and keep going. Empty out your lungs. One more time, breathe in now. And Okay. Now just relax. Keep your eyes closed and keep breathing nice and deep. You're not a whale anymore. You're you again. And we're no longer in the deep, dark depths of the ocean. We're back on land and looking up at the night sky. The sky is completely black, except for the slashes of brilliant light. There's green, blue, pink, red, yellow. It's beautiful. I bet if we were all somewhere up north together on a clear night, looking up at the real Aurora Borealis, we'd all be awestruck and feeling excited and happy. These glowing lights bring so much joy to everyone who sees them. They remind me of you. We are also glowing lights. You know when you see someone doing something they love, something they're great at, something that they're working hard at, and they just seem so happy, excited, almost like they're glowing? Your glow is made up by what makes you, you. I bet there are people who feel that you light up the room when you come in. This is a perfect time of year to show your glow. I wonder if you've figured out what you're good at or what you love to do. This can be tough sometimes, but maybe asking your teacher or parent or someone else you trust can help. Find a way to use that talent and ability to do something kind for someone. Maybe you like reading and making comics and glow when you're drawing and coming up with amazing new stories. Make a comic for someone for their birthday. Maybe a superhero story starring them. Maybe you love soccer and glow when you're playing. Depending on how old you are, I wonder if your soccer club or community center needs volunteers for their soccer program for kids that are younger than you. Do you love to bake? Maybe that's your glow. How about making a big batch of cookies and going with an adult to give them out to neighbors? There are so many ways to show your glow to make someone else's day a little brighter. And remember, a candle doesn't lose anything by sharing its flame. You'll still glow just as brightly. And you know what? Maybe even brighter. No matter how you spend the next couple of weeks, I hope you find the time to pause and breathe and recharge. Until next year, peace out and peace within. Peace Out is written and narrated by Chanel Sang and produced by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM. Thank you for listening to us this year. We are very grateful for all of you. Thank you for taking the time to write us reviews, send us notes and photos of you listening. We wish you and your family a very happy new year and hope that it's full of peace, love, and joy. See you in the new year.